Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Duke Health, offering food, medication delivery, and transportation to communities hardest hit by COVID-19. It's all through a special partnership with North Carolina agencies and 16 community-based organizations. Learn more about Duke's COVID-19 response at dukehealth.org.
How to Talk to Mommy and Poppy About Anything is a weekly podcast for adult children of immigrants, featuring real-life scenarios and practical professional advice to help them with difficult but necessary conversations, like raising children, money, toxic relatives, coming out, religion, and systematic racism. No subject is off-limits, and you'll find wit and wisdom in every episode. How to Talk to Mommy and Poppy About Anything is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere you get your podcasts. Head to talktomommypoppy.com to learn more.
This is Tested from WUNC, a look at how we're responding to the day's challenges in North Carolina and the South. I'm Leonita Inge. The town of Warrington in eastern North Carolina looks a lot different than it did during my last visit, before the coronavirus pandemic, before the summer of racial reckoning. The most noticeable change on South Main Street in Warrington is the absence of a tall Confederate monument where an older bearded soldier holding a rifle once stood. County commissioners held an emergency meeting 1 year ago and voted unanimously to take it down. And down it came. No chanting, no rallies, just like that. Well, monuments were being taken down in nearby towns. Longtime Warrington resident Jerry Ann King Johnson says that made her proud.
We have had so much resilience in spite of all of the terror, the violence, the Jim Crow. Black people have bounced back and maintained dignity and a strong culture and heritage. And I see that here, and that's one reason I stay here.
Johnson co-founded the 1921 Project in Warren County. It's new and significant and tells stories of the past while looking to the future.
The 1921 Project is simply an invitation to reflect back 100 years, but not just to stop there. Also ask ourselves, what is it about our history that informs who we are today? And then to look forward 100 years to 2121 and ask ourselves, what can we do today to contribute to a just and equitable world 100 years from now?
Hello, my name is Dr. Cosmas George, president of the Warren County branch of NAACP.
And one way Dr. George proposes looking to the future is replacing the Confederate statue erected in the courthouse square in 1913 with a monument to those who were likely terrorized and lynched by the very people who paid for that Confederate statue in the first place. But before putting up another statue, Dr. George says the community has to be educated.
Got involved with the Equal Justice Initiative project. And of course, that's a project that deals with lynching, as you know. So we started to do even more in-depth research, and we were trying to figure out how could we and how do we start giving that information to the community. You have to realize that this is a topic that is not talked about. It is something that the perpetrators don't talk about it, and the victims don't talk about it.
So with the help of the 1921 Project, the North Carolina Arts Council, and UNC Chapel Hill's Descendants Project, a reenactment was born. It tells the story of what happened 100 years ago in Warren County by starting with the trial of 16 black men.
All rise. This court is now in session. The Honorable Judge E.H. Kramer presiding. You may be seated.
Seeking Justice is a dramatization about a court hearing that took place after the Norlina riot. The clash between black men and white men resulted in the lynching deaths of two black men, Plummer Bullock and Alfred Williams. Their names are etched on a huge steel column at the National Memorial for Peace and Justice.
Your Honor, we open back up with the trial of the defendants charged in the Norlina riot. We begin with case number 20, the state against Jerome Hunter, charged with secret assault on Raby Traylor.
The story goes like this. Bullock and Williams were sold a bag of rotten apples and tried to return it to get their money back. After a gunfight, no white men, but 16 black men were taken to jail and later tried in court. One of them was Jerome Hunter, played by Tywayne Ball, born and raised in Warren County.
Secret assault my ass, sir. I got shot too. Look. And for shooting at someone who shot at me first, I don't see nobody getting charged for assaulting me. Lord have mercy.
I just want to know, how did you get in this play?
I'm a member of the NAACP here in Warrenton, and they were like, hey, you know, we're doing this play, and we need a guy, and somebody with some acting experience. I was like, well, I ain't had no acting experience. I was like, but I do like to act a little bit, you know, so you know, it's part of history, and I love history, so it's a given. This ain't no justice. Not no complete justice. And those white, those cowards came and busted Plummer and offered out of jail and murdered them and left them on side the road like dead rotten pigs. Rotten pigs, man. Everybody know who did it. Ain't nothing, a damn thing happened.
The trial was short. Hunter was convicted, serving several long years of hard time on a chain gang. So did many of the other black men. Two men were told to leave Warren County forever. Yes, many families headed north, joining that great migration. And one man, Matthew Bullock, escaped all the way to Canada, making international news. Charles Coleman got a chance to attend the play Seeking Justice last weekend. He lives in Apex, but grew up in Norlina, where the race riot took place in 1921. One of the men lynched, Alfred Williams, was his great-great-uncle. And he's related to Jerome Hunter, the main character in the reenactment. Coleman says the production brings clarity and hope.
I believe there's hope for tomorrow, certainly. I think things can improve, but it takes, kind of like the lady was saying in there, it takes conversations. It takes sitting down, breaking bread with each other. It takes people making an effort. And if the effort's made, I think things will continue to improve. If no effort is made, this country could easily, you know, spiral in a bad direction.
It's been 100 years since that dreadful double lynching and trial in Warren County. And some would say it's been 1 year since police officers in Minneapolis lynched George Floyd for all to see on video. This Juneteenth weekend, marking the end of slavery in the United States, there are many concerts, festivals, plays, and reenactments like Seeking Justice. But I know of a gathering where hundreds of men are meeting to celebrate black fatherhood.
But I'm so happy that Juneteenth got his recognition, though.
Mm-hmm. I definitely take a day off.
Yeah.
I stopped by Wooten's Barber Shop in Wendell, North Carolina, to meet Master Barber Kevin Jones. For the past several years, Jones has taken part in the North Carolina Fatherhood Conference, and that's what he's doing Saturday, June 19th.
A father of one son, Caden Jones, but I also have two stepchildren. I'm recently married, and so 7 years of being a dad, and it's been a on-the-job training. No one has a manual to become a father, and but I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed watching my son develop, enjoyed teaching him things, also learning stuff from him.
It's got to be enjoyable, you know, seeing a little one, you know, grow, especially seven. You know, that's an age where they think they're smarter than you are, don't they? They think they figured you out. So what are you learning from your son?
Just learning the things that he likes and the things he don't like, trying to figure out where he will excel far as sports, even in school, you know. I'm learning that he's an introvert and I'm more of an extrovert, you know. He's really shy. And now at the age he's telling me what he likes, what he don't like, what he want to eat, what he don't want to eat. You know, all that's different because I never had those options as a kid. It was mama said yes or no, and that was it. All that back and forth, we didn't really have that. However, now you have a son and you, I have a son and I say, well, I want to do some things different. I want to be in his life. I want to be there because at a at an age of 10, you know, I moved to North Carolina and my parents were in New Jersey. So my dad wasn't there to watch me develop. I would see him every summer. But those are the things I want to do different. I want to be active in my son's life. I want to be able to see him, you know, develop and come into his own.
So what are some of the things, especially when we think about this pandemic that we've been in for over a year, and definitely how race relations have been magnified over this time period as well, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know, how are you more in your son's life, I guess, and maybe some of the things that you may be very adamant about explaining to him about life? Because I'm sure he has a lot of questions, right?
Dealing with the whole racial thing we're dealing with, you know, George Floyd and all the others that lost their lives from the police brutality, I just feel like I have to be direct with him and say, hey, listen, as you get older, things are going to change. Things are not going to be fair. But you have to understand you have purpose. And, you know, as you get older, you have to, respect the law, respect your elders, and stay away from that type of stuff. You know, sometimes things come our way, but you got to know how to escape it. Because when we're trying to go against law enforcement, we're not winning.
Thanks, Kevin Jones. And it's not too late to register for the free North Carolina Fatherhood Conference. It's virtual this year. Just go to ncfatherhood.com. And if you want to see the Warren County reenactment seeking justice, check out The Warrenist on Facebook. That's it for this episode of Tested. Will Michaels was the producer. Dave DeWitt was the editor. I'm Leonita Inge. Thanks for listening.